Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa. We thank you so very much for tuning in with us on today. We want to share again some very important information with you, and we'd like to ask you to please pass information on about this show to others that you may know. And also, we'd like you to click the follow link so that you may become a follower of the show and be notified of the upcoming show, mainly because sometimes I do change the content probably just before going on air. At least you'd have that information. We are going to talk today about rebuilding skills to feel better about yourself. This should have aired on last week on Valentine's Day. Said we air it on today because what we want to do is continue to build on information we've already given. And also, you are there under the hurt, the abuse, or the toxic relationship. We hope that you have something to jot down information with so that you will be able to refer to the information once again. We would like to start off by giving you the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Numbers are information to contact them. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Individuals available just to listen to what you have to say, not to even point you in the direction of help, only if you would ask for that. Sometimes we just need someone that we can talk to and vent. The number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also text the word START to 88788. Text the word START to that number. You may also chat online, thehotline.org. thehotline.org. And we want to talk about what is abuse as it is related to trauma. And trauma is a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. If you have been neglected, usually this happens in early childhood, or if you have been hurt, if you have been sexually or physically abused, if you have been emotionally abused or neglected, you then have experienced trauma. That's a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. When women feel abuse-related trauma, they have an overwhelming feeling of distress, fear, and helplessness. Now, if you have a traumatic experience or event, childhood, that can change the way a person's brain and body works. Trauma affects a person's emotions, memory, thinking, and sense of self. Trauma also affects relationships. Most often, women develop the effects of trauma if, as children, they felt helpless and trapped by abuse. And often the abuser was a family member or a family friend. Please note, 1 in 5 women have been sexually abused in childhood. 1 in 2 has been sexually abused or have experienced sexual assault as an adult. Sexual abuse affects women from all backgrounds. No discrimination when it comes to being sexually abused. And being deeply distressed or having trauma from the disturbing experience is a normal response to being abused. And believe it or not, children survive abuse by developing ways of coping that last into adulthood. We wanted to share this information to children that you may understand what's going on with little ones. Children who are abused may not be able to understand that what is happening to them is wrong. But guess what? Their bodies may register the danger as adults. Their bodies still hold the memories of the abuse. And I recall as a child, I was, I guess nowadays you call it gang raped by brothers. And I think I was maybe 5 or 6 years old, but I did not remember that until I was in my 30s, late 30s, or going into my childhood trauma. Many women who have been abused are easily triggered by things that remind them of their abuse. And even, their bodies may feel as if they are reliving the trauma, and they have flashbacks, sudden visits, and unpleasant memories of the event. And that's when I remembered. I remembered in my late 30s, I think early 40s. Women cope with painful feelings in different ways. Some develop eating disorders, misuse alcohol or other drugs, or harm themselves. These behaviors may help you cope for a while, or help the female cope for a while, but often they make the female feel more isolated and depressed and can increase anxiety and sleeping problems. We are now going to mention the fact that we've talked about how survivors of abuse, how we need to reach back and pull out those positive qualities about ourselves, because we are working on our self-esteem, which is confidence in one's own worth, abilities, and self-respect, which is and self-esteem is a component of self-concept. Healing from emotional abuse. There is hope to heal from the pain of emotional abuse, because emotional abuse creates a lot of pain. You are not alone in your journey. As I often say, this is not your fault, and there are many others who are also experiencing the same thing, and sometimes people don't realize it. They can go through life and never realize that they were emotionally, psychologically, or verbally abused, which has caused them a lot of trauma that they've had in their life. And those of you that are listening, many people have experienced emotional abuse and have found healing and meaningful connections in healthy relationships. Sometimes you have to reach outside of the abusive relationship to find healing and healthy relationships. But the first thing you have to do in this healing process, and to know that you are there under the hurt and the abuse, you have to acknowledge the abuse. This is number one. You can't say, no, she didn't mean that. No, he didn't mean that. I'm making a mistake. No, you have to acknowledge the abuse. And as I go through preparing for these presentations, as I can go back, I can pull out red flags in my relationship that was indicative of being abused, but I didn't know it. Thinking about and accepting your past abuse as a real event can be very difficult, but it's the first step to healing from your experience. No matter what you think about the person that abused you, no matter what you think that it wasn't true or that you're just making it up or it's not really real or you're just
blowing it out of proportion. You have to believe that it did happen, and that's the first step in healing from your experience, to acknowledge their past abuse. Some people can say it's because I'm shameful or haven't been abused, or what I experienced wasn't all that bad. Other times, people repress their past abuse with the hope that if they don't acknowledge it, it will go away. One thing you can be sure of, anger, your emotional pain from your abuse is allowed to remain unacknowledged, the more negative impact it will produce in your life. As you begin to acknowledge your abuse for what it was, you will also begin to take back personal power over your own life. And that is what this is all about, taking back the power that the abuser took from you. The abuser took power and control over you, and now it is time for you, the abused person, the victim, to rebuild skills to feel better about yourself, to take back your power and control over yourself, realizing that you, the person whom you used to be before this abuse occurred, is still there under the hurt, under the abuse, and under the toxic relationship. Once again, that phone number to call is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. This is the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number. Access is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No one is there to judge you. They're there to help you. You may chat online to thehotline.org, thehotline.org. 88788, you can text the word START to 8, realizing that you are not in this alone. We have 2 minutes remaining. You have to begin to change your negative thought patterns. But before I say that, I just want to go back and say, when you decide to engage with your old wounds, be aware that it's normal to feel the same emotions you felt at the time of your abuse. These painful feelings have remained inside you and will only be able to be healed when you accept and move through them. So we want to work on changing negative thought patterns. Emotional abusers, to your experience, reality, by telling you lies about yourself, about the world, until you accept their explanation, reality, over your own. And I still have a nice figure, but we only have 30 seconds left, and I'm going to have to pull up on this next week. But I was told that I was fat, and I wasn't fat. At the time, I was wearing, I think, a size 8-10. I wasn't even fat. So whatever your abuser was saying to you that was negative, you are going to have to overcome that. So remember, we thank you so much for listening today. We want to tell you to become a follower. We have 6 seconds left. Enjoy the rest of the day. Pass the word on to have others join next week.